Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
All right, it is the Rundown, Thursday, June 3rd, brought to you by High Noon. High Noon, you know what it is by now. Hard seltzer made with real vodka, real juice, and sparkling water. It's made with vodka, not malt like all these other hard seltzers. You're getting the real deal. And they just released their new limited edition tropical 8-pack. I believe we got that right here, right?
Yes, sir.
We got an 8-pack right here. To help kick off the warm weather. The new variety pack includes new flavors, mango and passion fruit, and also pineapple, watermelon. Watermelon is my favorite. I'll try them all. They're all delicious, but watermelon always reigns supreme to me. Pick some up at your local liquor store today, and make sure to tag our @Nooners social account while you're enjoying your Nooners this summer. Real vodka, real juice for real fans just like us. Big Ev, Frank, welcome.
Tommy.
It's a packed house in the office today.
Yep.
It's like it's going to be hard to maybe hear us through all of the noise and all of the people here. So just try to do your best.
Fact check, there's currently one person between all the desks in the entire office.
Yep, but it's just Devlin right now.
Yep.
Make sure to enunciate for the people.
Yeah. We'll start with the NBA playoffs. Last night, Knicks officially eliminated. Tough. All the hope after game one and game two, just down the drain. And last night was just... There was never really a chance.
That was honestly the stream we did last night was probably, I can't imagine it was an entertaining stream. There literally never at any single point was there a moment to get excited, to like have like any sort of optimism. I've lifelong Brooklyn Nets fan Frank chirping me as they're just gonna ride off to an easy championship.
Frank,
most likely.
Do you hate the Knicks?
They're just such a joke of an organization. It's almost pointless to hate the Knicks. The Knicks are like a wounded puppy on the side of the road.
What? How did you become a Nets fan? We're just New Jersey.
New Jersey. Yeah, Jersey.
I mean, the Knicks. It was just a bad effort. I mean, I think it's clear that. I mean, this was like an optimistic year for sure. But if they're going to be an actual contender in the East,
it was a mirage.
No, it was it was one of those, like, I knew, obviously, like, any rational fan, like, it wasn't like I thought we were going to make a run to a title. And, like, we were playing with house money. If you told me this time last year that they were going to be a 4 seed this year, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. Like, no chance. So it's like we were playing with house money from the start. I think the Hawks exposed us that we egregiously overachieved. I mean, it's Thibodeau's kind of Thibodeau's MO. Like the teams in the past had way more like expectation, like those Bulls teams and all that. But
if
same
you look
MO,
at,
like
if
good,
you really
good
look
regular
at
season,
Knicks
bad
this year,
postseason.
The Celtics, they broke down. That holding fell apart. Toronto playing in Tampa didn't help them. They had a lot of injuries. So those are two teams that would have been better than the Knicks to begin with.
Yeah, that's true.
The Celtics were just bad. Like, they just underachieved a lot.
No, it fell apart in Boston.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's, like, they didn't really have these big injuries, like, until, like, the very end of the season. They were just bad.
Yeah, I mean...
The Raptors, I agree with you.
The Sixers moved on. They'll play the Hawks. Then we're going to have Bucks-Nets, which should also be a great series in the West. Luka with just a ridiculous 42 points, 14 assists, 8 rebounds. Like, at what point is Luka just, like, the best player in the NBA now?
He's scratching a top five. He has to be.
I mean,
he's got to be, like, right in that discussion to be
You mean the Los Angeles Clippers lost another big playoff game at home?
We're getting a reversal. We're getting a road game. A road team wins every game in that series. I was actually starting to think, like, you look around the Western Conference, the Jazz advance, but I'm still... Maybe this is naive of me. I'm like, they're the Utah Jazz.
I don't believe in them
either. The Clippers could go 82-0 in the regular season. And they'll still find a way to not make the Western Conference Final. That is a known fact.
Yeah, and then you've got, like, the Nuggets, Trailblazers, there, whatever. The Lakers might get eliminated. Could this be a year where it's Luka's third year, like, 07, LeBron, his third year. He took a terrible Cavs team to the finals against the Spurs. Could this be I'm almost starting to put that out there that Luka and the Mavs might go to the NBA Finals, and they'll get swamped by the Nets or Sixers or Bucks, whoever they play. But it could have a similar vibe to it.
I mean, if the Lakers lose tonight or they lose Game 7, I mean, the West is wide open.
I even think it's wide open with the Lakers are beatable, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just
from the Mavericks.
It really just depends on AD's health, in my opinion. Yeah. I mean, if he's healthy, I think they'll get there. But I mean, I think they win tonight. Like, I think they make a Game 7.
Yeah, I mean. There's
no way the Lakers are losing tonight. I mean, the referees, if they have to, call a travel every time the Suns touch the basketball.
Yeah. I don't know.
They'll make sure of it.
I'm a conspiracy theory guy also. I'm with Frank. Like, the NBA wants a Game 7. No question about it.
Yeah, but I could also see, this just be a year where the Lakers just get bounced in the first round, and LeBron's like, oh, we played till October last year. We won the finals. I was gassed this year.
No matter.
We had injuries.
AD got hurt, yeah.
No matter.
This year, it's all these fake teams in the West. There's this expectation that the Lakers are just, LeBron's going to drop 50 and they're going to pull it out. I could very easily see the Suns just winning in six and just that being.
No matter what happens to the Lakers, if the Lakers don't win, that will be exactly what LeBron says.
Yeah. It'll just be this year didn't really count.
Spin zone king.
NHL playoffs rolling on. Islanders Bruins start tonight in Boston. The stream is in Boston. Tune in for that. I saw Biz Nasty is getting involved too. Frankie is, to my knowledge, he's all alone there. Right?
Yep.
He's the only Islander fan
there. 6-on-1, 7-on-1.
So that's going to be game three, huge swing game. I'm very excited to watch this. And I like Frankie, but if he gets hit or something, that's good for the stream. We don't want violence. But if we're talking ratings, Frankie just in the jungle and he's a lunatic, it could happen.
Countering that, I also feel like Frankie, being by himself, if things get a little out of hand, he should be allowed to throw one punch.
Yeah,
he's one swing.
Fair. Frankie gets one swing.
If things
swing.
Get really out of hand, which they're going to,
it's
going to
be 100. He's in a
Boston Bruins zoo.
Yeah. So that could be, that's going to be something. The game, I mean, at this point, I care way more about the streams than the games.
I watch really the stream, I don't watch the game.
Yeah, so I want 7 games of that. So tune in tonight, Islanders Bruins Game 3 stream. Next up, we got Coach K. The Coach K year-long retirement tour is starting. Went out to a press conference today to Every Time We Touch, which is just a banger.
A song that doesn't fit Coach K at all. Not at all.
I got to say this. If this is the start of the retirement tour, get your barf bags out because it is going to be as bad as possible. You're going to have Dick Vitale calling every game. He got to talk about Mike Krzyzewski. He's one of the 4 greatest humans of all time. He should be up there with Jesus and Gandhi.
I'm actually pro this. I want this retirement tour to get as cringy and if I was doing a retirement tour, that might actually be fun. I would absolutely be like,
that'll
every
be
game,
fun.
It'll every be game, cr- make it all about
it'll
me.
It'll be cringy. It'll be fun and corny, but it'll be something to talk about.
Yeah, and I think it's past the point now of. It's so obviously insane that it's almost endearing. There was a while where you hate, Coach K makes it all about himself. He always makes all these excuses. He's the absolute worst. But it's gone so far in that direction where it's now I almost enjoy it as a storyline.
I think America doesn't like to admit sometimes that we like to have something to make fun of.
Yes.
And this is, he's the poster child of, I said it earlier.
It's just him
doing all this, making it about himself, even though he tries to preach. He's Mr.
That's funny. That's objectively funny.
Yes.
Coach K being every time they lose a big game, being it's all about lessons, and then doing this. You could hate him for it, but to me, that is just pure entertainment.
Then he's got literally his entire family clapping along to, Cascada?
Every time we talk, which is a total banger. Do you think Coach K has any level of self-awareness?
No, I think he's too old. I think to some degree, but he's too, I think for this kind of stuff, no, because he's so old. He's not on social media or anything to my knowledge.
Yeah, I think he's probably pretty, he's probably surrounded by a decent amount of yes men.
The one thing he did say about just from a basketball sense that made me feel like he's pretty aware, he basically said, transfer portal, likeness, the game is essentially passing me by.
Yeah.
And I'm paraphrasing, but that was pretty much what he said,
Frank,
which makes sense.
Are you pro or anti-Coach K?
I've always been pro Coach K. I mean, I remember growing up, he always had some good New Jersey recruits, Bobby Hurley. He's a Jersey boy. I remember there once was a guy from my hometown that was on Duke, Ala Abdanabi.
Of course.
Duke legend.
Yep.
Correct.
All right, let's head over. This was Frank's topic. The USFL is returning.
Yes, the USFL is back. Let's go, Generals.
There we go.
They're bringing back the great old teams. And Fox is involved, so it's going to be on Fox. They have a network TV program, spring football. You know, I don't think 40 years ago people were ready for spring football. But you know what? More football is great football. You know, I don't care. The NFL could use a feeder system. And if USFL humbles itself and doesn't try to go against it like it did in 1986, they might actually be somewhat successful watching some spring football, especially the New Jersey Generals. They said they're going to bring back the classic names, the New Jersey Generals, Houston Gamblers, Tampa Bay Bandits.
That's Bandits.
I mean, these are great names. Memphis Steamers.
Mm. Can't have that team in Cleveland, probably. Where Frank, give a pitch to maybe 25-year-olds who don't know, hypothetically, much about the USFL, like why we should be hooked.
Do you know, without the USFL, Reggie White may never have been a big star. He went to the NFL. He played for the Memphis Steamers. There was Herschel Walker, who should be in the NFL Hall of Fame. There's Doug Flutie, the New Jersey Generals. I mean, what a great helmet they had. The red, the gold with the stars. I mean,
is it more for, like, what's the average age? Is it players out of college who don't get drafted, people retiring?
The USFL rolled the dice when they came out, and they went hard. They, like, threw insane money.
Jim Kelly, right? At the Houston Gamblers? Was that
big
USFL, nine players, right?
Yeah, he was Houston Gambler.
They were taking, like, legit draft picks at one point.
Herschel Walker won the Heisman Trophy, and Donald Trump threw, like, $4 million at him out of college, which was unheard of. Did you play for the Generals?
Yeah, I mean, to me, like, I think that just nothing's going to compete with the NFL. We saw
it. We're not talking about competing with the NFL.
I mean, it just would make it look like six times a charm. Like, I just think what happens is when you watch it, like, just the XFL and all that, I just think the quarterback play is so bad. It's so, so bad that I think it makes it unwatchable. Even for hardcore fans, it's, like, hard to, like, get involved, like, long term.
Do they have all the same rules as the NFL, or are there any, like, unique?
When the USFL was around, they actually had a two-point conversion. The NFL didn't at the time.
Gotcha.
So they took that from the league. Yeah. Oh, didn't they also take? I know. I was thinking of the XFL, the Skycam they took from them, right? I think that was the XFL.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Correct.
But the USFL was a fun league. I mean, it's good to have spring football.
It is. I mean, more football, I guess, you can never...
More football is good football. You can put that on a shirt. For that.
Next up, Nate, I know you blogged this, then turns out maybe it's not as big of a deal as we thought, but Mayweather, Paul, no judges, no official winner. Turns out that's just because Florida couldn't sanction it officially because of the weight difference. But still, like...
It's an exhibition.
Just have a regular judge there and decide who wins. It doesn't have to be sanctioned. Well, I mean, Mayweather's just going to win.
I'm kind of hoping that this makes Mayweather, like, a little, like, he wants the knockout.
Now, I was going to say, like, at this point you're watching, like, is Mayweather going to knock him out or not? I think he is.
So just, like, he's not. I don't think it's going to be, like, a one-punch knockout, but it's going to be kind of the same as McGregor. Like, just pepper him up for a few rounds and eventually just getting hit so many times you just, like, can't.
Because
can't
if you're
anymore.
Logan Paul, and, like, he's, like, obviously a great spin zoner,
like,
and everything.
He's so much bigger.
If he goes all eight rounds and there's no official declaration of a winner, even if it's very clear to, like, the eye that Floyd Mayweather was better and he landed more punches or whatever.
Now, Floyd's lighter than him?
Much lighter.
Yeah.
Much shorter.
I'd still take Floyd over him.
Have to.
Oh, yeah.
Have to. No question, Frank.
Tommy, you're saying that Floyd has to knock him out
to get declared
the
winner.
People say that he went eight rounds with a professional fighter.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh,
I think that, like, with there being no official declaration of a winner, because, if there was an official declaration, like, he won by decision or whatever, like, this would just be like, Logan Paul would just be like, you didn't win. Nobody decided who won. I went eight rounds with you.
If Logan Paul goes the full eight rounds, that is a massive win. I don't care if he doesn't land a punch.
If Logan Paul
win.
Goes eight rounds, it's a win. 100%.
Yeah. I think you're Floyd Mayweather. Maybe you toy with them for two or three rounds, let people feel like they got their money's worth, and then knock them out like the fourth or fifth round.
Just pepper them up. You can start tagging them.
That's why I don't really like Floyd. I want him to be like Mike Tyson in his prime. Fuck the guy up. Knock him out in 90 seconds.
But this would be his chance to do. Like, I get he doesn't do that if he's fighting Pacquiao or whatever. Mm. Like, he's more technical and stuff, which is still... The fact that he's never lost is just... impressive in its own right.
It's the goat.
But I would like... This is his chance to get that knockout. That stone cold, like, put Logan Paul, he's a YouTuber, on his ass. You hate him. You hate each other.
If you put Floyd Mayweather in a time machine to the 1980s, he would get his ass kicked by Sugar Ray Leonard, by Thomas Hearns, and Marvin Hagler.
I don't know. They would kick his ass.
Would they touch him?
No one
hit him.
He tried to hug him, and the hugging did not work in the 80s, let me tell you.
He's got that little head movement. That.
1-2. David Spade is going to be one of the new hosts on Bachelor in Paradise this summer, filling in for Chris Harrison. I really want to bring this up. Did you guys know, because we talked about this on the group chat today, the Snapchat show, and like they looked at me like I was crazy. David Spade used to be like a very eligible ladies man. Like David Spade fucked. Like
fact he was like big time.
Yeah. Like I don't know if people know, but like Carmen Electra.
We're talking like mid-90s?
Yeah, maybe late 90s.
He was a staple at the Playboy parties and he just cleaned up.
Carmen Electra, Pamela Anderson, Heather Locklear.
Like David Spade.
Yeah, he was like, I think he's probably like Pete Davidson. Like Pete Davidson's sort of like a modern, where it's like he's funny, but like what? So but he just like nonstop just cleaning up.
He just has like a
murderer's row. Like there's like a million articles out there like David Spade's women through the
big
years.
Cock. That's what you're thinking. Big dick.
Fact check. Big dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David Spade. That's a fact. He's a big dick.
So I've heard.
I mean, Davidson's is like now. I mean, he got put on blast. Yeah. Honestly, he actually had a funny bit in his stand up talking about like it's like the worst thing that ever happened.
Right.
To him.
Because
now every woman he's with thinks he's just gonna have the most egregiously sized penis they've ever seen. So if it's not that, you want to oversell, not undersell.
So yeah, David reverse. Spade. Just if people reverse. Don't know that David Spade, he fucks.
Good for him. Yeah, great for David Spade.
Let's move on now to after show some Barstool topics. Coach Doug's first blog about his weight loss journey, starting at 469 pounds. And is that the same exact weight you said you started at?
That's the same exact weight I was crazy. Last May.
And you look so much better now. I know people say it, but like, how much are you down?
Around 360 now.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely noticeable. Coach Doug's getting on board. We wish him the best of luck. What is the unit house update?
Well, I'm now officially looking for a house because the apartments just aren't satisfactory. There aren't enough of them.
With Doug still or no?
I'm going to buy a house and he's going to rent for me.
Wow, that cameo money.
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah, that's pretty great. So is it going to be Barstool affiliated? Or?
Well, we're going to film content there.
But like is as far as paying the rent? Because that was originally like one of the...
I think maybe we'll get a little.
Are you going to like break his knees if he doesn't pay rent 1 month or something? Like, just be the ultimate landlord?
Well, maybe... Well, you know, I don't know the full details, but I'm going to try to talk to cross country, get the loan things settled. I got help from things. My parents want to move back from Idaho eventually. So after the unit house is done, I'm especially looking for a two-family house. So right. We could each have our own unit, and I could avoid being tripping over people and things like that.
Frank's so becoming a real estate investor.
Yeah, I was it's pretty say, much Frank what's happening. Sounds like he's maybe joining the mob.
Well, it sounds like he wants Doug's and his parents in one house and him in the other house.
What? You want a house to yourself and then Doug's and your parents? And
is that
house?
What you're going for?
No. Well, the Doug's. I don't think we're going to do 8 seasons of the unit house.
Right.
All right. So then you'll just throw him out when you're done with him.
No, we'll find a place.
Doug's, he's a big boy.
I don't think Doug knows what he's getting himself into. Frank is deciding where you're living for the foreseeable future.
I mean, well, my parents, complicated matters. They said, "Oh, you're looking for an apartment? Could you look for a house instead? You know, we're finally ready to move back. I mean, my father, heard that Judge Judy is getting ready to retire and is getting kind of bored. I mean."
That's the biggest problem in your dad's life.
He's going to retire. Don't know what the fuck he's going to do.
They've been talking 5 years about doing this, possibly moving back. And all my father does all day is watch 6 hours of Judge Judy.
Will we ever get contact with Mr. and Mrs. Tank, your parents?
Maybe one day.
I would be curious to see that.
Believe it or not,
just
my father...
the Fleming family.
Yeah. Believe it or not, my father is a Yankee curse. Fan.
Oh, wow.
Your dad's a Yankees fan?
Yes.
Mom, too, or no?
No, she doesn't care about sports.
Baseball?
Okay.
Damn. Tough draw. Yeah. I'm sure you've explained how that you just kind of, like, what happened.
Yeah.
No, he's explained it.
Just what I'm saying, what, like, you just...
How did you become a Mets fan?
When I was 9 years old, There was a pitcher named Dwight Gooden that was just dominating everybody.
Doc. Yep.
I saw you and Trevor May with a little Twitter bro.
Oh, yeah.
Well, can we get a little recap of what happened there?
You know how I am on Twitter when the Mets start. When the Mets start. It's actually. Go up. I actually pinned it.
This is Frank. I'm a passionate Mets fan with PTSD from 35 years of heartbreak. When they lose, I express my frustration on Twitter. I'm sorry that some copied you. I was angry you were in over Lugo and the Mets lost at I Am Trevor May. I think that's fair, Frank. I said the other day, you're allowed to get mad when your team loses. You take it. Well, I get annoyed when I see your
Trevor
tweets.
Trevor May actually responded.
All good, brother. Keep doing you, and I'll do everything I can to bring home.
I have a question, Frank. Do you think you overdo it at times?
Probably.
Okay.
I saw the one guy, he said, I live and die with every pitch. That's the fair way to put it. He definitely does.
Yeah. Yesterday, they take a 4-0 lead in the first inning, and somebody asked you, how do you feel about a 4-0 lead? He goes, they blew a 4-0 lead on Tuesday. So then David Peterson doesn't even get to the seventh batter before he blows a friggin' lead.
But also, they're like 6 games over .500, 1-6 of 7, or in first place by four games.
But most of those wins are against teams like the Diamondbacks and Rockies, who are terrible.
Wins are wins.
They also have been riddled with injuries too. Like they've been battling through the adversity.
The Mets have no luck whatsoever. They could go back in time and kidnap Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, Sandy Koufax. They will all get injured, and they lose 100 games.
Yeah, so that's a ray of hope, Frank Fleming. And Billy Football graduated full-time. Congrats to Billy. Crazy's been here for around four years. He was here before I was in college.
He was here before I was 17.
I remember him sitting at the bar, waiting for his interview in, a button-down and khakis, and he sprinted. I'm pretty sure I have this story right, but I think they needed a phone charger. A task was to get a phone charger for Hank. And he, in full suit or whatever, sprinted to Best Buy and came back sweaty with a phone charger. I think that's true. That's my Billy Football origin story. So pretend like it's real. Congrats to Billy. And last up, Barstool versus America Tour going on right now. Marty tweeted out two different road trip snacks. He said, who's better? One was, you got a Red Bull, pistachios, Blue Shark candies, and a Reese's Take 5 versus a Blue Gatorade, Sour Patch Watermelon, Fritos, Twisted Honey Barbecue, and also a Reese's Take 5.
Twisted Honey Barbecue.
It's a bloodbath.
I mean, just an absolute... I said vicious first-round knockout. Masvidal flying knee to the face 5 seconds in. I mean...
So Marty has the better one, and Dana has the other one.
I didn't know which side the other one was. I figured that side was... Marty, because we've definitely chopped it up about our love of the certain snacks. I'm a big watermelon Sour Patch guy.
I don't like regular Sour Patch Kids. Watermelon Sour Patch only.
The best. Big Blue Gatorade guy. Blue's definitely my favorite flavor. Fritos, the barbecue swirls are fantastic.
What complete a quartet like that. One chip, one other snack, one drink, and one candy bar for a road trip.
Got to be the Sour Patch. Watermelon's got to stay. See, I'm going to say I'm a light Blue Gatorade guy. I'm a Glacier Freeze. Chips is tough because there's so many ways you could go. I'm a sour cream and onion guy. Maybe a Ruffle sour cream and onion. I'm a big Ridges guy.
Fact checked. Correct.
I'm going Twix bar, the best candy bar out there. I'm going to go a Cherry Coke. I like a good Cherry Coke. We're going to go salt and vinegar chips, and I'll keep the Sour Patch Watermelon. Frank?
I would go, let me see. I would go Cherry Pepsi.
Okay.
I would go, I'd keep the Twisted Barbecue Fritos. I'd go with a Milky Way.
Outside the box a little bit. Milky Way catches a lot of heat.
I don't know why. I love Milky Way.
I'm a fan as well. Good.
And I think I'd go with a bag of M&M's instead of the Sour Patch Kids.
Okay. All right. That's some solid
peanut,
quartets.
Regular
M&M's.
Okay.
Interesting.
I do like the Shark Gummies, though. I will admit, I don't know if that's getting shit. I think the Shark Gummies are really good. I've never seen that brand. I don't think
I've ever had them, to be honest.
They're good. Gummy Worms are also solid if you're going to go sour Gummy Worms. Nate, what about you?
You know what's a really off-brand road trip snack? Is those caramel creams, like the Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, people don't really buy them, but whenever I see a bag like at a gas station.
They're like, honestly, I feel like they're the type you'd see at like a nursing home.
Yeah,
The weird white.
I'm glad that played.
Yeah, powdery cream in the middle of the brown caramel on the outside. Yeah. I don't know. I could eat 1,000 of them.
Speaking of nursing homes, you know what else was good?
Judge Judy.
What? You know what else is good? Those hard strawberry candies.
Yes, Nick had them the other day.
Oh,
they're
delicious.
Yep. They're like, what are the caramel ones called, too?
They're the ones where it's really like strawberry.
He's talking about the strawberry and cream ones, which are fantastic.
Oh, those are, those are delicious, too. Old people, fucking, they know they're sock candy. That's the rundown.
They be sucking.
We will see you guys Monday.
Monday?
Yep. Watch Islanders Bruins stream tonight.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.